This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Another member of Colorado's congressional delegation has tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Springs area Representative Doug Lamborn is experiencing mild symptoms and is currently isolating at home, according to a statement from his office. It didn't say when the Republican congressman tested positive, only that it was, quote, recently. Staffers in his office were infected in early October. Lamborn has missed votes all this week. He's the second member of the delegation to get the virus. On Tuesday, Democrat Ed Perlmutter announced he had tested positive. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Despite new coronavirus restrictions taking effect in Denver Friday, the Broncos will still allow fans to watch Sunday's football game in person. New restrictions forbid mass gatherings, but state health officials have not changed their decision to allow nearly 6,000 people to attend the game at Empower Field at Mile High. The Broncos are scheduled to play the Miami Dolphins at 2 on Sunday afternoon. A plan is underway to bring new life to South Pueblo residential and commercial areas affected by the Colorado Smelter Superfund project. It's been in the works for about 5 years and is based on community input. Pueblo City planning officials say they'll prioritize how the plan gets implemented based on funding. There's a potential delay in cleanup for a portion of the Superfund site due to possible federal funding cuts coming next year. That may affect other revitalization projects. This is CPR News.